Just very briefly, because I don't have much knowledge except personal about what Chris's background is. But we have somebody who's here as a postdoctoral fellow, Chris Corkery, who has been at McGill for a while and has done another postdoc elsewhere. He's a scientist, and he's come with kind of joining us from the other side of the disciplinary boundaries that are porous and more porous than they used to be. Chris is, I'd like to introduce Chris, who's going to take on the next section of this presentation.
Thanks very much, Marty. I'm honored to be here today to be able to introduce the different speakers who are speaking and talk with them about all of the different aspects of sort of an upcoming knowledge culture that will be valuable to our country as Canada, because I care hugely, perhaps more than is good for me, about how effectively Canada manages to produce research and to produce knowledge, and how we're going to be able to capitalize on that knowledge to keep Canada in the quality recognized position that it has globally. But right away, let's introduce our first speaker, who's Olivia Heaney. I would like to advise people to pay a bit of attention to the tables that speakers approach the podium from today. That's going to become pertinent after the break. Olivia is a PhD student in English, and she's actually going to talk to us about how academics produce knowledge.
Thank you. I guess that is kind of the point that I'm coming from, but I'm going to be talking more today about Canada's place in the energy humanities. And it does connect back to what you're saying, though. I think the energy humanities may well be the perfect example of a knowledge area that Canada needs to cultivate in order to thrive in an interconnected, evolving global landscape. Including the study of petroleum culture or petroculture, the energy humanities is one of the most transnational issues at the forefront of contemporary Canadian scholarship. Like oil itself, the energy humanities cross borders that are both geographic and disciplinary. Our energy concerns often derive from issues of habit, institution, and power. And all of these are areas of expertise for the humanities and the humanistic social sciences. By allowing us to explore Canada's contemporary cultural production about oil, the energy humanities help us imagine the kind of relationship between energy and society that is needed for future world making. My current project is situated within this rapidly emerging field. It attempts to locate contemporary film and theater within recent transnational cinema and performance that reflects widespread eco-anxiety. In the past 10 years, there's been a wave of Canadian cultural production with subject matter that is rooted in the nation's natural resources. This trend has had a particular resonance in film and theater about oil. My dissertation looks at how the affects, narrative structures, modes, and styles of contemporary film and theater address relations between humans and nature in Canada, particularly as these relate to the natural resource-based economy. My primary texts come from Alberta, Quebec, and Newfoundland, and range in terms of form. For example, the project includes analysis of an applied theater piece about the sinking of the oil rig Ocean Ranger, a feature film about raising public support for a petrochemical factory in rural Quebec, and an interactive web documentary called Fort McMoney. The project is regional in scope, but focuses heavily on the connections between the cultural productions of these regions, and we've been talking a lot today about porous boundaries. Like energy production and the study of energy itself, cultural production from these regions transcend literal and figurative boundaries. Each of the cultural productions examined in this project either dwells upon cultural and eco-anxiety or attempts to mask it through comedy, nostalgia, and sentimentality. When I attended the Newfoundland premiere of one of my chosen films, I asked the director why he chose to use comedy to explore the issues it broaches. And he responded by saying, well, a story about oil has got to be a comedy. his comment made me curious about modes of dwelling within the impasse that is created by our dependence on oil. Some scholars have suggested that in this impasse created by contemporary precarity, it's impossible to imagine how to get to a better future. But my research attempts to locate traces within contemporary Canadian film and theater that might suggest otherwise. In 2013, the World Energy Council reported that if we continue within the current quote-unquote affordable and accessible impasse, by 2050, we are likely to be using 60% more total energy than what we use today. Oil and gas will be the forms of energy we continue to depend on the most. In a world where oil tankers built in South Korea take on crude from pipelines in the Persian Gulf for refining on the coast of rural Newfoundland, studying Canada's cultural productions about oil will help us better understand our place. So, in answer to the question, what knowledge does Canada need to thrive in an interconnected, evolving global landscape, I posit that we need the energy humanities and petroculture in particular. This area of research will allow us to better understand the habits, institutions, and structures of power that facilitate our attachment to modes of living that aren't sustainable, so that we can propose new theoretical tools for shaping relations between humans and nature on regional, national, and global scales. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Olivia. We're being recorded today, as you know, so if you have any questions, we'd like it if you use one of the two mics here or this mic moving around. Is there anyone that has a question for Olivia? So I have one brief question, and it's more to do with organization. I firmly believe that you were going to be talking about academics producing knowledge, and instead you're talking about something I understand much more about, energy and oil production. Why did you change?
Good question. It changed throughout the course of, I actually think those two are very closely knit. The real reason why I changed was because I thought I was responding to the first of the six questions, the Shirk research questions, but then I realized that we were actually responding to the sixth one. But I actually think that they work together really well. And if we're thinking about knowledge production, in many ways, it's very similar to what we're talking about in terms of petroculture and the energy humanities. Because like we've been talking about, it's all very porous. And if that makes sense? Okay, thank you.
Are there other questions for Olivia? Then join me in, Will, under the wire.
Olivia, it's very interesting. Do you think Canada is ahead of other places in the energy humanities? I mean, is it happening anywhere else?
Oh, I think so. It's definitely happening in Norway, and it's definitely happening in Scotland. And these are, I said in this talk that I kind of want to place Canada in this transnational conversation. And obviously, we are actually doing well, and we have our research hub at the University of Alberta, and we have the McGill Institute for the Study of Canada had a conference on petrocultures last year, and so I think that we are kind of leading the way, but I would like to look at how our place within this kind of already transnational conversation. Because really there's nothing that's more porous than oil and more sticky either, really. So, thanks.
Hi, Olivia. I don't want to put you on the spot, so this is a general question, but if you have anything to say, that would be great. No, I think one of the issues, because I've been dealing for so many years with the intersection of knowledge production between the different disciplines, from the hardest of the hard sciences to the softest of the soft humanities, there's not very good understanding amongst the groups of different things. Now, one of the things that scientists frequently say when you say we produce knowledge in the humanities is they say, well, no, you don't. You you actually produce interpretations. You produce interpretations, and you know, it could be about hermeneutics, it could be about, and I would say, well, there's things that one needs to know to understand. So you need understanding. How's the difference between understanding, so on? So if you hit a hard-headed engineer, an oil engineer, and we have a number I could introduce you to if you want, that said that very thing to you, that saying, oh, well, you're not really producing knowledge here. You're just kind of thinking about issues. How would you respond? Again, I think this is something we all might think about. I don't just want to put Olivia on the spot. Mm-hmm. But I think we have to not only talk to ourselves, mm-hmm. but we frequently have to talk to our peers. And it goes the other way around, too. I'm not saying I wouldn't say the same thing in the other direction if I were at a science event, which I am at quite frequently. Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting because my dad is actually a petrochemical engineer.
So you must have dinner conversations.
Yeah,
about this.
Well, I spoke to him about today. I have my last class teaching Canadian cinema this term, and we had our last class this morning. And so I was preparing the lecture last night, and I spoke with my dad on the phone, and he said, "So, you're going to have things to teach? You'll have these lectures as you can draw upon these in the future, right?" And he was like, but you're basically just giving talks, I mean, on your own opinions. But what do you mean? So everybody is teaching a different thing? All these English professors are teaching different things? How can we actually learn from this?
Perfect example.
Yeah, perfect example. But I think that what's really interesting about petroculture and the energy humanities is that in many cases, industry and science is coming to us to ask questions about how can we go forward. And we've been talking so much lately about, you know, the future of the humanities, and I think that in many ways the energy humanities show us that since we have industry coming to us to ask these questions, it's a perfect example of why we still need them. And so that's the kind of answer that I would have given my father, but it's a much shorter answer.
All right, please join me in thanking Olivia.
Thanks.